Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Heads up, all you fans of The Rich and the Ruthless. Your series is moving later this week to BET+. Why? Hear why. Direct from star, executive producer, and writer Victoria Rowell. She joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, a pair of Prince connections, Halston's family on Halston, the upcoming Netflix miniseries, and our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A very happy After Mother's Day Monday to all of you out there, and welcome once again to the program all about TV's current and future. That includes my mom as well, by the way. 59 degrees at the top of the hour, and we have a great guest in store for you over the next half hour or so, so we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tuner Radio. Shy about the phone? No problem with us. Use that chat room. SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, you're interacting with us. And while the phone is on the air, you connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Victoria Rowell from The Rich and the Ruthless going to BET Plus this Thursday comes your way from Los Angeles after these news notes. One television project involving a prince is moving forward, while another is moving backward. The Me You Can't See, an Apple TV Plus collaboration of Prince Harry and Oprah Winfrey, goes on May 21st. The miniseries explores mental health issues through biographies of notables from Lady Gaga to Glenn Close. Meantime, HBO Max customers will have to wait some time before watching The Prince, the long-awaited animated satire on the British royal family. HBO Max made the call to delay the premiere out of respect for Prince Philip, who died last month at age 99. A new premiere date will be determined in the near future. It's, well, you could say it's thumbs down from the family of famous iconic fashion designer Halston for Netflix's scripted bio series about Halston. Family members through the press release issued this morning to call the production, and I quote, inaccurate and fictionalized, unquote. Netflix will debut Halston this Friday. Now, quickies, if you haven't heard, ABC will keep Grey's Anatomy and Station 19, both from Shonda Rhimes' Shondaland Factory, going for the 2021-22 season. It'll be season number 19 for Grey's Anatomy, and I'm sorry, season 18 for Grey's Anatomy, season 5 for Station 19. Netflix will make a series out of Grace Lee's upcoming novel, Portrait of a Thief, coming out next April. Lee will serve as executive producer. Peacock will go forward with documentary miniseries Perfect World, The Game Murders, and specials Downey Wrote That and Diamond Princess. More docuseries news, Hulu will offer a 9-episode story of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team next year. And that Mystery Science Theater 3000 Revival Kickstarter campaign we've been telling you about for the last few weeks, it ended Friday night with over $6.5 million raised. That's enough for 14 new episodes coming through smart TV sets and smart devices, including a special holiday episode. And that is news notes for today. Our guest today is the perfection of multitasking before multitasking ever became a household phrase or something to do. How? Well, as an actress, at one point, she multitasked by doing two television series at the same time. One daytime, one prime time for the same network, CBS. Of course, I'm talking about The Young and the Restless in daytime, still on the air, and Diagnosis Murder, where she co-starred with Dick Van Dyke, Scott Baio, and a whole bunch of other people for a number of years. Very popular, long-running mystery series. 3 years ago, she went on her own as star and executive producer of The Rich and the Ruthless, which starred on Urban Movie Channel, now known as All BLK, owned by AMC Networks. This Thursday, that series begins season 4 on BET Plus, now a year and a half old. Rejoining us live from Los Angeles in Area Exclusive, it is a great pleasure to welcome back to this program, Victoria Rowell. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Simon. It's great to be back.
It is a pleasure to have you back, and congratulations on getting into season 4. We told you when we came here 3 years ago it was going to be a long runner, but I'm interested in why you decided with this season to make the move from one network to BET Plus.
Well, sometimes, you know, things are just presented to you. And this was an opportunity that was growth. I'm so grateful to Bob Johnson and the AMC Network's UMC family. I'm continuing to create with them and for them. But Bob Johnson's mantra is opportunity and growth. And so I went with blessings from the company to Viacom CBS BET Plus. And it's like, you know, you run 100 miles and you end up back home, because I put it in a 22 aggregate of years between daytime and primetime for Viacom CBS. And now to find myself back with the company with BET Plus, I am thrilled to pieces with my soap opera, my Emmy-nominated soap opera, The Rich and the Ruthless, season 4. But we are showing all seasons, of course.
Yeah. How has the show evolve over the past 3 years? What are you most proud of, being not just the star, but also the person who really runs things?
Well, I'm first most proud of the diversity on the show in front and behind the camera. I hire as the executive producer, creator, I'm the head writer and director. I have about 50 employees in front and behind the camera. We are SAG-AFTRA. I'm very proud of the diversity. We look like America. We look like the world in front and behind the camera. In addition to that, of course, I'm very proud to be able to be a showrunner, to produce, to direct, to work with other writers, story consultants, to hire women as my first ADs, as my camera personnel. And I'm very big on that as well, because of the gender bias that we've seen in the industry. I'm quite proud of that. I'm also proud of the fact that we won Best Ensemble Cast with the Independent Series Awards 2 years in a row, and, of course, Emmy nominated. So there's a lot to be proud of.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask this earlier, but do you, since you just brought it up, do you think that the gender bias is less of a thing now than it was 3 years ago when you started this?
Of course not. You know, you can't get over, you know, an industry that started, you know, you might as well say in the 30s on radio and expect it to dissipate. This is going to be, as is the diversity issue at all. This is years in the making going forward. And, you know, as far as Black Lives Matter, this we're not marching for a moment. We're marching for a movement ad infinitum. So this is a long, long trek, but we're on the upswing, and we've got to keep swinging.
Mm-hmm. So how will this season keep swinging? How will your character evolve? How will the your ensemble characters evolve?
It's a soapalicious season, Simon. Try to say that three times fast. Well, we left off in season 3, and I don't want to give it away to viewers who have not had the opportunity to watch The Rich and the Ruthless, which is a rom-com behind-the-scenes soap opera about the only black-owned broadcast soap in Hollywood. They refuse to go off the air, and they cut corners any way they can to keep the money in the pocket. But we left off with what is traditionally known as fan club appreciation cruises. And this is true to soap opera. We either do a brunch or we do a cruise, and fans come in from all over the world. And so the Barringers, the fictional family, owners of The Rich and the Ruthless, have decided to throw a fan club appreciation cruise destination nowhere. And the boat has a malfunction, I'll simply say. So we don't know who lives or dies. You'll have to tune into season 4 to see exactly what happened. But it was truly a cliffhanger. And in season 4, we welcome an additional starring cast member, Brighton James, who's also an Emmy winner, multiple Emmy winner, who stars on The Young and the Restless and who played my foster adopted son, Devon Winters, on The Young and the Restless. So I'm so excited to have him on the show.
You're hearing Victoria Rowell. She is the star, executive producer, writer, jack of all trades, and everything else along that line of The Rich and the Ruthless. It's now going into its 4th season starting this Thursday on BET+, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Victoria joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on this Monday afternoon edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy or all weathers. Again, a very happy after Mother's Day to all of you out there who are mothers or expectant mothers, whatever, including my mom, who is mentally at the trek with my dad from Boynton Beach, Florida to New Jersey for the late spring and summer. I hope to be with them very, very soon around the time of Memorial Day weekend. We're working on that right now. Anyway, if you have a question or comment for Victoria, don't be shy. Use the phone and your voice, 646-652-2906. We'll use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Got a good episode for you coming up on Friday. You're going to hear about a brand-new project called Freedom Interactive TV Networks Association from its executive producer, Brock D'Avignon. He's got some very interesting ways to do interactive television. He'll tell us all about it. Also, we just had the Digital Content New Fronts last week, and next week we got the big heavy hitters in media doing their thing with the upfronts from NBC Universal to Warner Media. And we will have one of the key followers of that whole scene, Will Richmond, the editor and publisher of Video News and the annual What Was the Online Ad TV Summit, now the Connected Ad TV Summit, coming back virtually next month. He'll be with us to give us a review and takeaways of the new fronts and a preview of the upfronts. We also hope to have one of the best TV composers around. His name is John Debney. In the 1990s, he won 3 straight Emmy Awards for music for his scores for The Young Writers, Sequest DMV for theme music, and the Cape. And he's now involved with the new Disney Plus series, The Mighty Ducks, Game Changers, and he just received a very special award. John Debney, Oscar nominee for The Passion of the Christ, Emmy Award winner. We hope to have him on this Friday for an air radio exclusive right here on Tamabi Televised. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. In seeing the trailer, Victoria, one person I noticed that you have some wonderful acting with is Richard Brooke. I loved him on Law & Order. He played alongside Michael Moriarty, one of the district attorneys. And it's great to see him back on television. And I think he looks fantastic and acts fantastic, too.
We have great chemistry. He just got finished being a guest star on Shameless and other shows, Good Trouble. He's just in demand. And Richard and I have been working together on various shows since Diagnosis Murder. And he's just a great, great person. I love him to pieces. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we have a number of – I want to give his Twitter handle. It's at Richard Brooks Jr. So that's Richard Brooks Jr. We have enormous and talented stars on the show. We have Alicia Renee, who's now starring on Keenan, Karen Ward Ross, Brenda Epperson, formerly on Young and the Restless. We have Elizabeth Carlisle. Oh, it just goes on and on. Robert Richard, who's starring in Harlem. And I want to just share with our listeners, our hashtag is hashtag The Rich and the Ruthless, hashtag The Rich and the Ruthless. And I can be found on Twitter and IG at Victoria Rowell. And Simon, today is my birthday.
Congratulations. Happy B-Day.
It is a congratulations.
Yeah, why not? For crying out loud. I mean, you know, for everything you've done in television, and now you've got your own hit program and going to season 4 on you're on your way to being like just like Shonda Rhimes and so forth, a terrific entrepreneur in television.
Right. I want to say that it really takes being given the opportunity, right? And so I've been given the opportunity at BET Plus, and you can follow BET Plus at BET, the word plus, also BET with the plus sign. But to be given this opportunity now in my 4th season, I do admire what Regina King and Viola Davis and Misty Copeland, who just signed a deal with Armani, and Ava DuVernay and Shonda Rhimes and Oprah and Tressa Smallwood and Victoria Christopher Murray, who's blowing it up with Lifetime. You know, I feel like I'm finally reaching into that pantheon where I can now pitch and get my shows produced, get the financing and fair financing. It's not just about getting a deal, Simon. It's about getting parity with the financing so that you can be competitive in this market, whether it's in television, film, soap opera, et cetera. A lot of people don't know the top tier soap operas, it's estimated the budgets are like $50 million a year. Well, you know, if you're going to compete, you need something in the realm of that orbit if you're going to be shooting whether it's streaming or on broadcast. You need a real budget. So I feel very fortunate to be in the BET, BET Plus family, which, of course, is under the umbrella of ViacomCBS. So it's an honor.
Yeah. By the way, have you ever thought about doing a program development deal with a BET Plus or with an AMC Networks or with a Warner Brothers or with anybody? Because it seems that that's one of the things that's really been happening lately with women and women of color, is that we're seeing, among other things, more of them doing these program development deals with the likes of a Netflix and so on and so forth.
Right. What I can tell you is I'm in conversations, and that's all I can say right now. It would be premature for me to say more at this time. But the collaborations are very strong and more to be revealed. I will be directing the feature film Behind the Smile, the Hattie McDaniel story. I have wrapped on directing the BET Christmas movie titled A Rich Christmas, starring Bill Bellamy, Tyler Ebron, Vanessa Williams. I'm directing more and more, as well as producing. So as to your question, more to be revealed. Things are on the upswing.
All right. I'm keeping the fingers crossed because it's a great trend that we're seeing. I'll get more back on that track in a little bit. But in terms of Rich and the Ruthless, and I want to go back and I'll get also into your made-for-TV movie work in a bit. Rich, are there certain social themes or social issues that you hadn't covered in the first three seasons that you want to cover this season?
In this season, in terms of The Rich and the Ruthless, we really are drilling down on Richard's character, Augustus Barringer, Richard Brooks' character, that is. We drill down on his art forgery scheme, and people will learn watching the previous seasons that he very cleverly shopped his art on set. You'll have to watch to see how he did that. But he's coming into some legal issues. We're also drilling down in season four on his wife, Kitty Barringer, who I play, who's, you know, a former soap star. She's also the mother to two of her children, one adopted child. And their relationship, their family dynamics. She ends up back in rehab, so you'll have to see all the imaginations that go on there. And you're going to see an uptick in importance and power with their bad boy son, Max Barringer, who is portrayed by expertly and brilliantly portrayed by Robert Richard. His sister Veronica, played by Vivian Lomoli this season, she's kind of taking a step or two down on the ladder. So you'll have to see all that's happening within the family, and that's why the audience loves it so much. It is totally soap opera drama behind the scenes as well as on camera. Very unique that way, where you do have on-camera set drama, but you also have the behind the scenes and the politics within the orbit of soap opera. So you have all that to look forward to in season four and how we land.
When you're wearing so many hats, how do you deal with the coronavirus pandemic and producing the fourth season with all those hats you've got?
Simon, that is a great question. A lot of people are curious about how we produce content during COVID, and it is done very carefully. As I say, I'm a SAG-AFTRA production, so we have a COVID medical tech on set every day of shooting. We have a nurse that comes and tests the cast and crew. You have to test negative from the outset, obviously. There are protocols with how meals are served. Each meal is individually packaged and handed out by a catering appointed staff member. There are so many details that have to be abided by, or else your production is shut down. That is not my end game. My end game is to stay in good standing and keep everybody safe. And so we did throughout season four. You know, a lot of PPE, a lot of sanitization, all of that is part of the protocol. And with that, you have to allocate, Simon, for the additional COVID expenses in your budget. And believe me, low-budget productions are held to the same standard as an HBO, The Crown, or, you know, another big series. You're still held to the same standard. The COVID virus does not care if you're an ultra-low budget or a low budget or a mid-budget or a high budget. They don't care. The virus doesn't care. What matters is that you're following the protocols and you care about your crew and your cast, period, end of sentence.
Rich and the Ruthless, season number four, kicks off on BET Plus. That's on Thursday, May 13th. And we've got the star, the creator, the executive producer, and everything else under the sun that I can think of, and maybe something I can't. Victoria Rowell is with us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon, I've been with you live from New York, 59 degrees at the top of the hour. Happy to have you aboard this Monday afternoon. If you have a question or comment on our remaining moments with Victoria, make the call, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. 1 week from today, we're going to be coming at you earlier than usual, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. We will have the latest on NBC Universal's announcements here in New York, virtually at the upfront. They will be the first leading off, as they usually are. Plus, we'll have the latest TV news, and we hope to have a guest, too, as well, which we're working on right now. That's coming up on Tomorrow We Televise next Monday, special time, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Victoria, the made-for-TV movie you're doing for Christmas, when we have people who do Christmas movies, I got to ask, you know, what's going to separate your movie from a lot of Christmas movies? What is this all about? I love Bill Bellamy, by the way, both as an actor and a comedian.
Yes, he's fabulous. I think what separates our Christmas movie, A Rich Christmas, is the impact it's going to make on the audience. As far as the true-to-life, abysmal, homeless population, domestically but also globally, and the disparity between the rich and the poor. We're going to see that. And I think that is what is going to really hit home with our audience coming this December. Yeah.
Victoria, as long as I've known you, you've been an incredible champion for diversity. And it just seems that this year, in particular, we are seeing breakthroughs left, right, and center. As I mentioned before, we're seeing more women and women of color launch production companies. We're seeing more women and women of color get the opportunity to not only create shows, but showrun off the bat, their first efforts, which was not usually the case so long ago. You have more women and women of color now creating networks that are running on smart TV sets and smart devices. And where I think there's been a lot of progress in the last year or so, we're seeing more women in the quote-unquote gatekeeper position. A Bella Bajaria heading Permanent Netflix, Perlina Brique heading NBC Universals, and so on and so forth.
Right. They are what we call in the C-suites. They're in the C-suites. They are behind the desks where they can pull the trigger, green light, series, shows across the board with ample budget. And, you know, we're seeing more and more women win Oscars, win Emmys in positions of power, not only as leading actor or best supporting actress roles, but we're seeing them in the executive roles that they were always capable of doing. They just needed the opportunity. And we have to get out of women being the minority. It's not enough to have one in 10 or not too many in the boardroom or behind these desks. You know, we'll see more of this as long as we continue to keep our foot on the gas pedal and continue to mentor. Mentoring is absolutely essential in this moment and always has been. If you're not mentoring someone beside you, behind you, then you're not truly exercising the opportunity you get. And I'm big on mentoring not only myself, but also people that I hire. So, for example, my camera person, Jennifer Hook, my DPs, Jennifer Hook and Keith L. Smith, they mentor people. So I want to know that you're mentoring others coming through. And and quite frankly, others of color who have never gotten the opportunity but have the talent. But if we're always going to stay fraternal and only hire who you went to college with, it's never going to happen. And so this is the glorious change that we're finally seeing, where people are being hired based on their ability and also based on simply giving someone an opportunity. If you never give someone the opportunity, they cannot learn. You can be book smart all you want, but if you're not given the opportunity to be on set, to make mistakes, to get it right, then my goodness, we're not going to see the economic inclusion that so many richly deserve, people of color in particular.
Mm-hmm. Are there any individual television shows or projects that you're looking forward to seeing, let's say, in the next couple of months?
Yeah, well, The Rich and the Ruthless.
Of course.
The Rich and the Ruthless, for sure. I am curious about watching the Halston production. Even though the family has given it a thumbs down, I am curious to watch it. I was in New York, in the 70s and the 80s as a teenager at American Ballet, as a student at American Ballet Theater. That period of time, I'm curious how they captured it. There are a number of movies that I still want to watch and rewatch. I don't just watch something once. I like to rewatch shows. U.S. versus Billie Holiday, I will watch that again. That movie was impeccable. And Miss Day brought Billie Holiday forward. She really embodied her. I would say I want to watch Halston. I am always interested in a number of shows I hope that Queen's Gambit, Monarca is a favorite show of mine. It's about the Mexican tequila family business, the empire of the tequila business. That show is incredible. I enjoy Succession. A number of other shows. I mean, I could just go on and on. I'm sad to see Pose going off the air. I think Pose is an amazing show. And it really depicts a population, again, of people in New York. Certainly I was there at this time. I so enjoyed it for that matter as well, that were under the radar in terms of how we, how we coined them, how we crafted them, how we wrote this population of people. And, of course, that population of people were my friends in classical ballet, in the dance world in New York City in the 1970s, 1980s. So I'm sad to see that go off the air, but I'll stop there.
I'll tell you this, though. I hope we see more of Billy Porter and MJ Rodriguez and all the cast, and also a wonderful writer named Steven Canals, who co-created that series
with Ryan Murphy.
Porter,
well, Billy Porter is executive producing a show, so I'm really excited to see what he does in the future. And I want to do a shout-out to my friend Michael Collier, who's doing amazing things, wonderful comedian, also stars on my show, and Don Lewis, who's doing incredible things, also a star on our show. So, look, I've hired actors who are on other shows or movies, and I'm so proud that they come back every year because we have fun. And it's supposed to be also fun. It's a lot of work, but we actually enjoy coming together, performing, getting in the sandbox, and creating a piece of content that people enjoy, because our content is rom-com. So people laugh, people cry, and our audience loves the show. So season 4 on BET+, we do have a introduction free trial. I want to encourage people to take advantage of that. And May 13th is our launch, our premiere of season 4 of The Rich and the Ruthless.
There you go. Once again, Rich and the Ruthless, season 4. You can find it now. as of May 13th, this Thursday on BET Plus. Remember, BET Plus is available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and someplace available through your local cable operator as well. So check it out. And for more details about the show and the network online, go to www.bet.plus. That's www.bet.plus. And you can also check out the hashtag, The Rich and the Ruthless. That's hashtag, The Rich and the Ruthless. You will not be disappointed. Victoria, thank you again for coming on our program. It's where who knows where the time goes. We could go on for another half hour because you're just a fantastic guest. It's been a pleasure all the way.
Simon, have a wonderful summer, and I want to encourage our listeners to go to our website, www.therichandtheruthless.com. Lots of information there. And thank you for having me on the show again.
It's a pleasure, Victoria. And from all of us, have a wonderful birthday and have a great many more years to the max.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. Victoria Rowell joining us live from Los Angeles. One more time, The Rich and the Ruthless coming your way on BET Plus for the first time with Season 4 this Thursday, May 13th. Again, www.BETplus. And the show's on website, www.TheRichAndTheRuthless.com. We come back. Classic trivia question of the week and more. And we have three prizes in play now. But first, we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You can get the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together reaching over 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, Blog Talk Radio, BTR, is your home tonight for one of the longest-running shows on internet radio, Music on the Couch. Unlike any music show you can hear anywhere, Music on the Couch tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tamavi Televised. Simon Applebaum with you along for the ride wherever you are listening to us across the USA and around the world. Tip at the top of the hour. Coming up, new classic trivia question for you and three prizes in play. But first, some words to find folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. If you're looking for a very unusual suspense tale to hear anytime you like, how about this one? Laura Dave's The Last Thing He Told Me. It's a mix of military drama, suspense drama, and a whole lot more. And you can get it as one of your titles to check out in a one-month trial with Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, iHeartRadio, etc. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. One more time, audibletrial.com/televised. Check out a free audio book, one-month trial to hear it, plus health and wellness information, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And if luck be have it, you are already an Amazon Prime customer, you can get two audiobooks for your trial of one. One of those books could be one of the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions, podcasts, best of Broadway or Broadway Regional Theater. And Broadway is coming back, by the way, this summer and fall here in NYC and hopefully around the country as well. And great one-woman and one-man performances. So how about making this week the week that you make audibletrial.com a way that you can hear how you can hear the world in a whole different way? As we like to say around here, audible.com makes a great gift for you or someone you love. So once again, check out how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. It's so simple. Just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Well, now time for the return of our classic trivia question of the week. We gave it a week off last week, and it's now back and blooming, and we have three prizes in play. Once again, we are offering not one but two soundtracks from the syndicated series Babylon 5, ran 5 seasons, 3 in syndication, 2 on TNT, as well as syndication, the music by its composer Christopher Frank, and we're adding this week Departures, the first season of a very popular series that ran sometime back on Outdoor Life Network, now NBC Sports Network. It was also presented worldwide on the channels of National Geographic. And all three of these prizes can be yours if you know the answer to the following question. One of the first Western television series that was presented was The Adventures of Kit Carson. It was in syndication for 4 seasons, 1951 to 1955, by reviewing MCA. And you can check out many of the episodes now on YouTube. The question, who played Kit Carson on The Adventures of Kit Carson? Who played Kit Carson on The Adventures of Kit Carson? If you know the answer, you know what to do. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address, so if you win, we get the prize out to you ASAP. If we don't get a winner by the end today, first thing tomorrow morning, we post the question on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum. We have over 2,500 followers for that Facebook page. And on Twitter, where we have over 750 followers, pinning away at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. So let's see if we get a winner and get a new winning streak going. Our last one was about a month ago. So let's see if we can get one this week, okay? Finally, the question again. Who played Kit Carson on The Adventures of Kit Carson, one of the first Western television series syndicated from 1951 to 1955? Again, if you know the answer, put it down, SimonApple04 by name, includes your name and your mailing address, and get it out to me as soon as possible. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in, so do so, and all the very best. I'll tell you, we could spend more than an hour with Victoria Rowell. She's just a fantastic guest. And I'm thrilled that she was back with us this afternoon, our first half hour, and then some. And again, The Rich and the Ruthless, check it out. If you haven't before, you can catch up right now with Season 4, and that'll be happening May 13th, this Thursday, on BET+. Again, for more details about the network and the show, BET+ at www.bet.plus, or you can go to the show's website, therichandtheruthless.com. That's therichandtheruthless.com. Well, that will do it for today's episode of Tomorrow We Televise. We're going to be back with you on Friday. We'll do a 60 or 90-minute episode. Coming your way for sure on Friday, we'll have Brock D'Avignon. He is the executive producer and director of Freedom Interactive TV Networks Association. He's got some very interactive TV plans in the works, so tell us all about it. And we'll get some takeaways from last week's Digital Content New Fronts and a preview of the Upfronts coming up next week with Video News founder and publisher Will Richmond. Terrific person we've had on the show before. And have had him in several years, it'd be great to have him back. And don't forget, next Monday, we will come your way because of the upfronts and how they're scheduled on Monday, 1 hour earlier than usual, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Remember the time, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Also, coming up on Friday, we also hope to have the Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning composer, John Demme. He's one of the best in the business. His current work you can catch on Disney Plus in the new series, The Mighty Ducks, Game Changers. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised, and we hope you do. Or you can check us out on podcasts. We're available 24/7 at the people like Apple TV, also at Spreaker Podcast, also at iTunes, also at Verbal, Amazon Music, Air Radio Podcast Network, and TuneIn Radio at TuneIn.com. We love having you tune us in for our podcast. And while you do, check out the podcast on all those sites. I think you'll find a wonderful wide world of great information and entertainment audio coming your way. And remember, we love hearing from you. What do you think about our program today? What's your thoughts about where TV's at and where it's going, especially on the diversity front, as Victoria Rowell was saying? So what you got to do is let us know. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. And it's also how you get involved in a regular feature we're going to be bringing back on Friday's episode, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it the attention. We really do. And in order to do that, we need your help. So if there's a particular show you think should get more attention, let me know. Use your suggestion. You, that's right, you get the credit. simonapple04@yahoo.com. You'll also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And no matter how you find me on social media, we do respond within 24 hours. If you like to stay around here, what you say matters now more than ever. So let the commentaries fly. We do respond. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not through those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate, BTR, is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televise. And remember, it makes a great gift any time of the year. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week. Again, happy birthday, Victoria Rowell. Happy after Mother's Day, Mom, and all you mothers out there. We'll be back on Friday, regular time, you know where, 3:30 Eastern Pacific on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, Verbal, Amazon Music, and the iRadio Podcast Network. And whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe, make it great. If you need to get vaccinated, do so, because we are licking this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.